Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Reverse Cowboy.
The rhythm.
Right, we are recording.
We're rolling.
Yeah.
Episode
39.
Might be 40 by the time it goes out.
Feeling fine.
Naughty 40. I like it when people say that, naughty 40. It's imaginative, isn't it?
It's only 40 for
the
naughty.
Yeah. Naughty. The naughty 40s. They're not naughty. Well, mine have been really, really not naughty.
I mean, mine have just been very tragic.
No, I don't think I've done anything naughty since I've been 40.
You fucking have, I've seen you.
No, that's not really. That's just cheeky. That's the cheeky 40s.
When you starting your rap career like Mandy Mayhem?
Oh, my bit is invisible when I'm making it, when I'm making it. Oh, chambers on
a
Wu Tang shit.
In my ass.
Yeah.
I
ain't had no dick in like 4 months. Don't tell me if your shit ain't a tree trunk. Huh? Did I put that on this page or my page?
I don't know, but I saw it. I liked it.
We've got to whack it up. We've got to let people know about Mandy Mayhem. I don't ever want to rap, never did want to rap, but I'll tell you what, I could rap some beautiful poetry.
I believe in you. I think you could do whatever you wanted to do. You've got a way with words. You're very emotional, man.
Very emotional. Do you know what I saw? I was in Hackney, believe it or not.
Really?
For some reason, I was driving through Hackney.
And I bet you double locked your doors.
No, there was a
in case Mizzy
the
got
murder
you.
Mile. Yeah. Do you know Mizzy's a parent?
No.
Someone told me yes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's a fucking dad. Well, so like, come on, guys. Come on. Who had sex with that guy?
I mean,
which one of you had sex with him?
It's just a tragic show of like poverty,
isn't it?
Like,
Christ alive, as someone's dead. Jesus.
No, but he doesn't know what he's doing, does he?
This is the other myth. He's in his 20s. He's not 15.
No, he's like 20 or 21, isn't he?
Yeah, in his 20s.
I couldn't.
Technically, legally, in his 20s. Legally.
Yeah, what could I could barely
not underage.
Tie my shoelaces when I was 20.
No, I could definitely tie my shoelaces. I had
show
a
off.
Fucking job. I was doing all right.
I had my own business at 15 years old. I'm fucking.
Oh, yeah, your bins business.
My bins, yeah. Really clean.
Yeah. And you sold it to a local gangster, right?
Well, and
that's Brinskill for you.
I tried to. This guy wanted to buy it, but then I think he just nicked all my things. Or maybe I got 100 quid
bins,
for it or something
man.
Like that, which
fuck
was a lot of cash.
I remember finding a trail of pound coins once in Greenwich Park. Now, if that's not I shouldn't have followed the trail, should
that's
I?
It's like a sign. Like
yeah.
A, not a sign, like a threat.
Like a trap. Some rich paedophile has just left a trail of pound coins.
I mean, yeah. It's quite an expensive way to get a kid because he used to just use lollies, didn't
he? It was like Pac-Man for children.
Well, you follow him, I've got another one, got another one. And then all of a sudden there's just like a guy in a Mac.
Yeah, I had a belly full of pound coins. I couldn't run away because I gobbled them all up and then he just, you know.
Here's a good dad thing. My dad did once. He was giving me 20 quid for my birthday when I was like, I don't know. Tennisman. That's what he was giving me. I don't know why. Maybe I wanted to save something. But I woke up in the morning and there was like a note on my bed and it was like go to the place where the bath is. I'm like, look, and it was like, and it was like a treasure hunt round my house.
Oh wow, like Love Island, when they ask each other to be their girlfriend, and at the very end, he's like, "I'm your dad." This is where we first met. This is where you did your first. Yeah, that's what they do. There's a little formula in Love Island. Towards the end, they ask each other like, "I want to be," like, "should put a label on it," and it's. They're trapped in this fucking compound, so they can only go to so many, and every year it's the same shit. Someone will distract the girl, the boy will put like different notes in different areas. This is where we had our first kiss, this is where and then they go, of course they are. And then he's grown. Well, listen, we'll get my cousin Jack Fincham, Love Island winner.
Yeah, he keeps threatening to get him on, but he's too busy with his blind business.
He'll tell you all about it. Yeah, he'll tell you all about it. He's and it is like that, yeah, it's completely scripted, yeah.
Was he the one who went out with Danny Dyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she mugged him off for having, like, he mentioned to her that, "Oh, it's a bit mad, like, I'm going out with you now, I've got a poster of your old man on my bedroom wall." And she told the house.
Told Dan, the big Danny?
Or yeah, like, he had the business poster, and she's like, "Oh, by the way, he's got a poster of my dad on his bedroom."
That's cool, though.
Danny Dyer's very cool. Yeah. And I don't...
Top guy.
Do you know what? I struggle sometimes admitting that I think certain people are cool. Like Conor McGregor. I had this conversation with my dad yesterday.
He's not cool, he's funny.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
But I think he's quite character, cool isn't he? As well. No, but my dad can't stand him.
I think he's probably a not very nice person, but yeah, he's hilarious.
He's
hilarious.
He's sharp and he's quick and he's funny, yeah.
But, I've seen him do some horrible shit as well. I saw him like punch an old man in a pub.
Yeah, mate.
Like he's a cunt.
He wouldn't like me and he'd chin me in a second and he'd go so low as to mug my bird off. He's one of them people. Yeah, he'd call your bird ugly because he knows he can do you. And that, you know, he's one of them ones.
He's an entertainer. Yeah. You don't want to be friends.
Yeah. But I do want to be his friend. This is what I struggle to admit. I do want to be his mate. I want to be his trainer.
I mean, I don't think he needs you to train.
I doubt it.
I asked Uncle Wayne about him because he went to Ocean Beach, didn't he? And there's a video of him arriving at Ocean Beach. I've never dropped it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, Wayne's like, "Oh, I got it, dude.
Fucking hell, the Mac life."
Yeah. Ah. And I said, "What's he like? Is he nice?" And he was like, "Well, you know, he's a character, isn't he?"
Yeah,
I was like,
basically,
means he's horrible.
He mugged him off.
Yeah, and he's just like, "Fuck off, Wayne."
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
So who were we on about before that? Oh, yeah, Danny Dyer. So he's another one. I don't think he'd like me. So I struggle to say I like you, but I do secretly like you.
See, I read Alex Ferguson's autobiography.
And I've read it. Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. But I was reading it and I thought, he would fucking hate me.
No, he'd like you.
He wouldn't because I don't...
You're a miner. You're from the mining community.
I'm Northern.
You're a shipyard guy.
The only English people, Scottish people accept are Northerners, which is fine. It's not fine, but... It's good for me. However, he would hate me because he's like, "Pull your fucking bootstraps up, boy." You're doing what? You're fucking little cunt.
It's like when I met Graham Souness.
Yeah. Souness, I met
Souness.
Souness.
How did I say it the first time?
You said Souness.
I met Graham Souness. Yes.
Souness?
Graham Souness.
You put like a ness. You put it like a...
Yeah, the Loch Ness.
Yeah.
Souness. I met the Loch Ness. So I was in Scotland and I met the Souness, Loch Ness, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I met Graham Souness and I didn't reveal my identity as... I told you this story already. I'm shorting it.
The guy mugs him off.
But, you know, he liked me and he was pleasant and he was charming and he was lovely to my daughter and this and that. But if he'd have known, if I'd have had the bottle to say, you know, run away.
He might have thought it was funny.
Nah, because I randomly know his son-in-law.
Right.
And I mentioned it to him on the day. I was like, "Oh, mate, I've just met that Graham Souness." And I didn't give up, and he went, "Nah, it's probably good that you didn't."
Why could he not see the funny side in it? Because other footballers who've seen what you do...
No, but it's not even that. I just think he's just from such a man's... He's from a different time and a bit like the Ferguson kind of thing.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like the social media bit of it. He wouldn't like the piss-taking bit of it. He wouldn't like
the lack of hard work.
He'd feel my hands and see there's no calluses on them and say, "You're not a fucking man."
What's he done, though, other than just sit on a thing and just like United?
Don't have a bit on your touch.
No, when he was at Galatasaray, this is the main soonest thing, isn't it?
Mm.
When he won the league with Galatasaray, I think they won it away at their big rivals, and that's a proper rivalry.
Yeah.
And he got the red and yellow Galatasaray flag and planted it in their centre. So it was a brave move.
He did. Oh, he's an hard fucker, isn't he?
He's an hard fucker, man.
But, like, chill out. Did you see Roy Keane got headbutted by an Arsenal fan?
My guy, Michael Richards, grips him up and said, "That's my baby daddy. What are you doing?"
I mean,
Roy said, "Leave it, go."
Roy's calmed down in his old age, because he would have gone for that.
Well, I messaged Mika in the morning and said, "Look, you know, was actually a voice note, and I said, weapon, 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 weapon. Just because I know every other voice note he's going to receive is going to be that. Mm. I said, come on, tell me. And he just battered me with emojis, laughing emojis, and said it was madness. So
he likes your stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's great. He's not going to give it up, but, you know, when I get him on his own and he lets me, like, Purple Aki. He is the Purple Aki. Oh, by the way, rest in motherfucking peace, the Purple Aki.
But is he dead? That's the big question of the day.
Oh, wow.
No mainstream media reporting on it, which, you know, they should
be. The MSM.
Yeah. None of them are reporting it. Only, like, dodgy, weird news sites are saying it. So it's like a rumour, I think.
But hold on. He's not mainstream property. He's a bogey. He's the last great bogeyman.
But he's been, like... but he's famous.
Yeah, but the MSM... You're not going to see him on page 6 of the Daily Mail.
Put it this way. Wikipedia... says he's still alive.
Wikipedia.
And I know you can't trust that, but...
Never really understood that. You can just edit it, can you? You can go on and change stuff.
I tried to once to make myself sound better on my Wikipedia page, but no, I didn't.
If you put in All Right Fans, just All Right Fans into Google, someone's put up who is All Right Fans.
Yeah.
And the answer comes up as Phone Jacker.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean...
Kavian Novak.
You would have done a better job on the dog cum thing last week if you were him.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, I was pressured.
You know, I'm not criticising you. Mm. I think you did do a good job, but
you're right. I mean, I haven't listened to it back, but yeah.
On that note, I was doing a bit more research into dog cum, and you can buy, you can buy an artificial dog vagina, right?
Fucking
and it's like a dog's...
What for?
For getting the jizz out of the dog.
Well, it's got so they say.
I know, yes. Yeah. Some guy's going to be fucking on right now in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, with, like, gloves on that make it feel like dog fur. I don't know.
There's an argument to say, well, hold on. How come every girl's allowed a vibrator dildo, whatever?
Why am I not allowed a dog's vagina?
Exactly. Reverse cowboy. When my mate was in prison for a while... there was all kinds of, like, shagging devices in there that people would, you know...
Homemade ones.
Yeah, like, make. So someone would work in the kitchen, nick a pair of rubber gloves, someone else, you know, and they'd create these kind of... Yeah, wait, listen, the amount of craft, the amount of, like, ingenuity that goes into a kind of prison break scenario. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But there was this bloke, he moved from... He was down there on the ones, they call it, on the bottom bit. Mm. Or is that the ones? Or was it? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, no, it was there, the bottom bit. And, you know, he was just a seedy little fucking horrid man. And then when he moved, someone moved into his cell and it was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? And
he'd left all his work there.
No, he'd been shagging. He had two mattresses and he'd been shagging one, but just bolting in the other one and building up this.
I mean,
this. I can picture him now.
You're going to give up on life if you're in there for a long time, but.
I'm in here for a good time, not a long time.
Did you hear about that guy? It was a Reddit post a few years ago, and there's a guy who... You can, like, confess things on Reddit, can't you? And this one guy, and he said he'd had a shoebox under his bed.
We've confessed loads of shit in here.
I know, I do all the time. He had a shoebox under his bed, and he was jizzing in it every night for about 4 years.
Okay.
And then he took a photo of it and showed it to Reddit, and it was, like, the worst thing you've ever seen.
What is it, fat?
It's, like, this, just, like, this mouldy, like, yellowy, disgusting...
Like Vaseline, kind of.
I'll show you it. It's
I don't want to see it, mate.
But he's like, I need to confess about my cum box.
Oh, fuck you, mate. Don't ever confess about your cum box.
And I was like, it was like one of those moments again where someone shows you a beheading video where you don't want to see. What the fuck, the cum box?
Well, once you've seen it, though, you've seen it.
It's there in my mind now.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
It was a bit like burnt frozen pizza in a box.
Frozen pizza?
You know, like a shit pizza that you get when you...
Well, did it have, like, mould on it?
I don't know what
it's an organism.
I need to show you.
Was it me and you? Yeah, it was in one of the early podcasts. We were talking about how, you know, our, let's talk, you know, sex education here.
Yeah.
So if a man, you know, ejaculates into a woman and her egg's ovaries drop down at that same moment and that sperm has to travel, so it swims.
Yes.
Now, does it actually move? Like, what I'm saying is, like, my...
You've not seen the little...
Or someone's... No, I've seen the little sex education video, but what I'm saying is, does it... It doesn't... A puddle of sperm can't move like plasma, can it?
No, it wouldn't move on the table. But I think within its...
What, so that bit there won't move, no?
No, it's within, like, the little tadpole guys, they're within the liquid, aren't they? And they move through the liquid.
So it's like a legion.
So the whole liquid has to be up there, and then the little tadpole guys
move up the liquid.
Yeah.
And then they... Okay.
They've got to see, they've got to swim in. They've got to swim in the liquid.
Last time you told me it moved.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I mean,
like, it was like...
That's the cum box.
Oh, jeez. That's actually quite a nice-looking piece of art. It's like crystal.
It looks like a burnt cheese.
The more you look at it.
It's fucking horrid.
No, look, from a distance, if anyone knows...
Yeah, it does. It looks kind of
like a
Klimt.
Yeah, yeah, Gustav Klimt. Exactly. I didn't think you'd know who I meant said that.
It does, yeah. I know, I'm very educated. I'm not from the North, but I have seen art. But yeah, it does look like a Klimt.
Klimt, exactly that. It's exactly what I was going to say. But we've alienated so many people by saying that. It's just mental. Should we high five for that one?
Mad. Yeah, like in an artist.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, I didn't do
that. Shout out all the Goldsmiths crew.
I didn't even do an art degree.
Miss you guys.
Smart.
Do you know what? The only ever time I went to Goldsmiths Student Union, I got bottled by a fucking student.
Bottled?
I don't know what I did, but yeah, I got bottled.
Well, I've seen you at work in pubs. You do wind people up. I can see if you wind up the wrong person, they bottle you, but I've never thought, I think a student would bottle you.
I got to the bottom of that pub brawl in the pub.
Which brawl?
Remember karaoke night?
There's those lads. I got 5 minute
pub brawl.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I managed to get out of the way of it, but it was an old school rolling pub brawl, wasn't it?
What's going on?
There's a little traveller site over there, right next to the pub.
Is there?
And he was the one who started it. I saw it start.
It was a traveller boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He had his hands down. He was smiling, laughing. He was just, you know, a fighting man.
It was loads of, like, rude boys who came
rude
in.
Rude boys against travellers, wasn't it?
Right.
And, yeah, that must be that. They must go in there and wind people up.
I was just stood there, just about to leave, and then guy just ran past me, threw me up against the door and just, like, ran off out of nowhere. And then they were just storming
that was
through.
That was the head of the Spanish FA. He just took the opportunity to just start just slamming people up against pubs.
Yeah, and just like fingered my.
Whoa, what a kiss, mate. He's a kisser.
No, he thought I was one of the ladies.
He's got no hands, you can't. Have you not seen? He's amputee. He's an amputee.
Who?
Serious, that Spanish fella.
Would you have sex with someone with no arms and legs?
I would rather have. No, but no.
Why not? What if you love her?
I wouldn't love her.
Why not? Because she's got no arms.
Can you? There's different loves, yeah? Mm. If tragedy, you know, if you love someone and they end up with no arms and legs, obviously you still love them, but I'm not going to fall in love with a woman with no arms and legs.
See, I saw this girl in the pub a bit ago. I might have told this story.
I think you have.
It was really hot, but she had no arms. I was thinking, in another world, I would like to have sex.
I've told you about the deaf girl I saw years ago in a venue when it was open.
She was in a club.
She's in a club, like, vibing off the beats on the floor. Or, you know, like...
Yeah. The vibrations.
Well, she must be, bless her. But she was fucking beautiful and she had, like, full-on deafness. You know, she was talking to all her little mates.
Well, I
wouldn't
mind that.
Completely in love with her, yeah.
I wouldn't mind a deafer.
No, it's the best disability, I suppose, sex-wise.
When she goes, like, do the washing up, you're like, I don't understand you. Your voice doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It'd be nice. If you were blind, it'd be nice to have a deaf bird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And you could kind of, like... take on life together. What can you see? What can you hear? What can you see? What can you hear? Reverse cowboy. Have you ever lived in rented accommodation?
I still do.
Oh, dear?
Mm.
Of course you do, yeah. But no, you know, like when it... older, you go for the unfurnished rented because you put your... You know? But you know, like the old furnished gaff, that sofa they've all got.
Ugh.
The old sticky black or brown...
I couldn't do that, man.
...leather sofa that a million people have slept on...
Or the shit IKEA, like one that's like breaks your back.
Yeah. Do you know what? I nicked a chit. Listen to this. I was on my way home and I had to take a shortcut through like Greenwich Naval College.
Where time began.
And they'd obviously had some kind of event there and they were putting these chairs into a van and there were these like plush gold, fucking heavy gold and like red velvet, you know, like a royal chair.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, there was 100 of them, so they can't be that valuable, but... Yeah. I just ended up thinking, you've got enough. I'll have that one chair.
Just had one.
Just took one and took it home and it was like a throne.
Yeah.
And then my missus fucking just got rid of it.
It's a Brazilian thing to do. Get rid of it.
Because Lily, stolen. Stolen good, you know.
Well, she was worried.
It's just like, no, bad, this is bad. We don't need. No, because crime is viewed differently. We're so casual about crime here. In Brazil or in certain countries, you've got criminals and people, yeah? And that's it.
She not know she's married to one.
Yeah, but there's no crossover. She does now, but there's no crossover between...
Petty crime here is, like, normal.
Ah, normal. Yeah, and there's no respect for the police or, you know, like, you don't get punished. Basically, as long as you're not nicking... If you nick a tin of Pringles out of the co-op, it's like they're going to tell you to put them back. You're going to say, fuck off, and you walk out, and that's it. And they're not going to ring the police.
And the police haven't gained our respect because they're shit.
But in Brazil, they will just shoot you, even if you haven't even done anything, you know? So everyone's scared of being a criminal.
I mean, when I went to Japan with Swiss Lips, we landed and we were like, where's the drugs to our like guide? Like, get drugs in, because we're all drug addicts.
And he shit himself.
And no, and she was like, no drugs. She was like, if you get caught with a joint here, it's 20 years in jail. They have zero tolerance. So we was like, oh, shit. Yeah. So there was just no drugs.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but once we knew there was none, it was fine. We just got leathered. Their zero tolerance policy actually worked.
Yeah.
But it's not that nice. I like how rogue the UK is.
I do and I don't. Sometimes I think I am better off, and I never would do it, but I might start living the Islamic way.
Yeah, I mean,
do you know what I mean?
Well, like
stoning people.
Like making your wife stay inside.
Making her stay inside.
I mean, those lads have got it good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As a man,
yeah, no,
it's not that bad.
It's great.
You know, there's no fucking crime. What it is, but you know,
it's fine, just pay someone off.
Yeah, man.
I would love to be one of those Dubai princes.
Oh, mate, imagine having a tiger and a fucking
tiger and seven wives.
Yeah, it's exactly. Buzzing. Oh, mate, just some of the shit they must get up to. Well, there was that bloke who went out to Qatar and he's ended up chatting to some dude. Did you ever see that? He was a scouser.
Yeah, and he was like, we're back in his fucking house. And he's got a fucking
tiger, lad.
And the guy with that sound, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that's what their text looks like. It's not 10-10 flight, three for a one-o. It's like
four tigers.
Tigers.
Yeah, four tigers, 100 grand. Yeah, 100 grand's a quid to me, mate.
What were we
tigers.
Saying last week? What was it? Oh, four aliens.
Four aliens, yeah, that was a billion.
That's the billionaire's text.
Yeah.
Should we go to the Purple Lackey's grave?
It's going to be a big grave. Yeah, we should go there and do some work, have a workout.
Drink some lean. You know what lean is?
Lean is codeine drinking it that rappers do.
Yeah, it's that purple Sizzup. Juice. Yeah, shizzle.
Sizzup.
Sipping a shizzle.
It's what like Lil Wayne does, and he dies like for every few months. Yeah, they bring him back to life every few months.
He's been dead for years. Yeah,
he's only like 33 or something, and he looks 80, and he keeps dying.
Dead Wayne.
Yeah, legend.
That's Mizzy's cousin.
Yeah, I mean,
believe it or not, he's from the Mizzy family.
Probably.
And Hadaway, remember him?
What is love?
And Aaron Vinter, if anyone remembers him. Back from
was he like a defender for Fulham?
No, he was a midfielder for Lazio when I was
same fucking thing.
Whatever. Reverse cowboy. So I was very kindly taken to the Arsenal Man United game by a listener of our podcast, actually. So
really?
Hello, Sean, if you're listening.
Yeah, thanks for not taking me, Sean.
It's not even Sean, mate. It's Pierce. I called him Sean the other day as well. I can't believe I've done that.
I won't be a friend
to
Sean.
It is? It's the EA. So I'm speaking to a Sean. And I'm speaking to a Pierce, and that is P-E-A, and that is S-E-A. And it's like Pierce Sean.
Piers Morgan.
And I was so close to Nev, and I had just a beautiful view of...
Were you in like a posh bit?
Yeah, in the box, yeah.
Oh, nice.
No, it was wicked, mate. And to be fair, we won that fucking game. Didn't deserve to. But
no.
Listen, mate.
No, I was there watching it in the pub.
Have you seen the other angle?
It was a great game.
Have you seen the other angle of the offside?
I've watched a load of them now, and I think it was offside.
Off?
Yeah.
Let me show you this.
And no, I've seen the other angles, but like, basically, he's just leaning forward a bit. VAR's wank. I was in the pub watching it, and because I've got the same haircut, someone came up to me and was like, are you Garnacho's dad?
Yeah,
wish I was.
It is a bit Garnacho-ish.
I was like, I could be his dad, because like, maybe his mum went to Salford Uni 20 years ago, and you know... Maybe I did a sex wee in her.
Maybe, yeah, Ali G.
This has become a football podcast. Sorry to anyone who doesn't like football.
Sorry to all the benders. Reverse cowboy. Let's talk about Northerners.
Northerners.
And the differences between Northerners and Southerners.
That's a good shout.
What time do you have your dinner up there?
Well, dinner is lunch.
That's fucked. I get the tea thing for dinner, but still call lunch.
No, because dinner, the old way, like it changed down here for some reason, but dinner, the word comes from the French déjeuner, which means lunchtime meal, right?
Mm.
And dinner comes from that because we all used to speak French here, right?
When?
Yeah, we did. We spoke French here in like medieval times.
Really?
Yeah. And then
why?
Because we had French rulers of Normans, so we all spoke French.
That's a lie.
It's not as true. No. Google it. And then, so we spoke French, and then we turned, English came from a mixture of that and Danish, Viking, and I'm making this up. But yeah, it did come from something like that, old Norse language.
Yeah.
However, so déjeuner turned into dinner, which was lunchtime. Then for some reason, you lot down here...
I think we're better off talking about football again, to be honest.
Pricks turned it into dinner. So no, it's dinner time is 12 o'clock, tea time is 6 o'clock, done.
Cool. Reverse cowboy.
I just told him a story that I can't tell you because...
Well, I can fill it in without giving any details away.
You tell it.
basically, he left one of his supercars unlocked and left an item in his car, which was kind of valuable. And someone's just randomly opened his car, took the thing and fucked off. Yeah. He's then gone to his car next day. It's not there. But instead, they've took it and then replaced it with like four...
frosty cold beers.
Four frost. What are they actually cold?
They're really cold. So he'd been there recently.
Oh, it's like the old smoking. What do they call it? You know, the smoking gun.
Yeah, it was either a threat or a thank you. And I'm like, this is interesting.
It's a thank you.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, all right, fair enough. I would have taken it too. But I'm like, this is weird.
I've got big news.
Go on.
I've recently found out I've got another celebrity cousin.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Judge Rinder?
No, it's Diags off Towie.
Who?
James Diags off The Only Way Is Essex.
Arge?
No, Diags, the new Arge. Arge left and then they brought a new one in, a better one.
I don't watch it, but how's he your cousin?
Just through like...
He's not your cousin, is he?
No,
definitely not your cousin.
Not really. Nice fella, though.
Do you mean he's followed you on Instagram?
No, basically, we're friends.
Yeah. You're not, but he's followed you on Instagram. Get Fincham back on.
Fuck Amber Turner, yeah. Fincham.
Why is Fincham not back on it?
Mate, so basically what happened is I went out with Fincham, you know, and he brought this big dog with him, believe it or not. This big Batman looking... It looks like Batman, and it is an amazing dog, but it's a hard dog. It's like walking around with a shotgun. It's called a cane corso, if you know what that is.
What, a cane?
Cane corso. Put it in and you'll see what I mean. Looks like the Caped Crusader. It looks like Michael Keaton.
It looks like an angry bouncer.
So have you got it?
Yeah.
So we were
That's fucking massive.
Oh, mate, it's a spectacular dog, but he's a pain. So we were on the piss all day, and we've ended up bumping into my mum and dad and drinking with them and walking along. And
fucking hell.
In the morning, you know, it was a long old night.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I spoke to him and he was like, oh, mate, it was embarrassing. I said, what? And he said, oh, you kept taking your top off.
You did?
I thought he was joking. I was like, yeah, of course I did, yeah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then he sent me the photos. And
you didn't remember doing it?
I don't remember doing it, but this is a... I'm just embarrassed.
What's
wrong
with taking your top off?
Well, because I was posing for photos with people.
But you've got a lovely torso.
Basically, no, well, I used to. Basically, I was excited that I was with my cousin, the dog, and my cousin, loved one, and with a Jack Fincham. So I was in full show-off mode just to make him laugh, which is a... I've always been.
That's, you know, but that you're like me. You where, you know, you're the clown, but then you go on and cry.
Clown.
Tears of the clown.
Tears of the clown.
Yeah, you do. You know, and we can't help it. It's something we've been since school.
Basically, I don't think he wants to drink with me again for a while. He's backing off a little bit.
Well, he's probably busy with his blind business.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he's buying a bar in Cavos.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen a film or heard of a film called JCVD?
No.
So it's JCVD because he's starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But I'm in.
In it, he plays Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay, like a fictionalised version of
exactly
himself.
Exactly that. And I said to him, what you want to do is fuck all your little muggy this morning contracts, E4, this, that and the other. Go completely rogue. Yeah. Go off the radar for 6 months. Go to Thailand and bring out a documentary in 6 months about the Love Island winner who rebuilt himself and come up with a character.
Yeah.
Like, it's unreal. Because people would be, just purely because of your Instagram numbers.
Is
people,
he funny, though?
He's well funny.
Because if he's funny...
He's well funny.
Well, I believe you, but those types of characters, those people who've done that job, got on there, they're seen as, like, vacuous morons. Yeah, and if he's really funny and smart, then he could make a living out of just laughing at that whole scene.
I could write it for him.
Well, you should write it with him, because he's had that experience. Do, like, a Spinal Tap of the Love Island scene.
What I wanted to do, I wanted to take pedo... Imagine this, pedo guy, and he's... And my cousin, Jack Fincham... Mm. And we're going to use some of his Love Island money and we're going to go and catch some paedophiles in Thailand. Imagine doing a documentary about the fictional Jack Fincham and pedo guy, who are cousins, catching paedophiles in Thailand. That's amazing.
I mean, I'd watch that.
Well, there you go, mate. That is...
Do it.
Well, this is what I said to you. I said, me and old Vomus here, the vomit boy, really what we want to do is go to Thailand, vlog it and film it and just batter the fucking Instagram with basically a live 2-week-long podcast just interviewing randoms and whoever we can get hold of in Thailand.
Like greasy old men.
Whatever.
Gary Glitters.
Whatever happens, just document our holiday in Thailand for Reverse Cowboy, for the podcast, and flog that.
Hello, it's Wayne and the crew. You're listening to Reverse Cowboy.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Have you seen what's going on at Burning Man? That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah,
on the
brilliant playa.
Oh,
amazing.
What's the German word? Schadenfreude. Is it where you like take pleasure in other people's misfortune?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, which is horrible. but I was,
it's great
because they're just such like hilarious, weird, fucking dickheads. The Burning Man crew generally, it's funny to watch them just rotting in the desert in the mud.
Yeah, they can't even like change the toilets or anything.
The toilets are overflowing because the vehicles can't get in to empty them. There's 73,000 people stranded with just tins of tuna to eat, and they'll all be vegan, so they won't want to eat it anyway.
There's certain locations on Earth that just have a higher concentration of like the percentage of wanker is higher.
Yeah? Oh, they're definitely massive wankers.
So Burning Man's up there, Coachella's
imagine
up there.
Imagine the cunts you'd meet there.
No, I'll tell you the worst, Tulum. You know the Tulum
I've
wanker.
I've never been there.
No, but you know the types.
Yeah.
They were IB for wankers, then they were Mykonos wankers, and now they're Tulum wankers because they take like a bit of fucking mushrooms or...
I mean, very me, but yeah.
You are one.
But the Burning Man, they're obviously going there to expect like this boiling hot desert, and they've just got like... It looks like a refugee camp.
Yeah, it looks awful. They've locked the doors. No one can get in or out.
It's great, isn't it?
Great.
I mean, it's like Fire Festival, was it called?
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Was it Fire?
Fire Festival, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, isn't it? But, yeah, happening again. Mm. Remember that guy who was like, I will suck a cock to get water.
That was great. That was the best part of it, wasn't it? Yeah.
I'm like, whose cock do I need to suck?
Yeah.
He was great.
I think when he sat and filmed that interview, I don't think he realised how big that documentary was going to end up being.
He's the only thing I remember.
But he was one of the great characters of lockdown, wasn't he?
Yeah, well,
like
a legend.
Joe, like Carol Baskin.
I'm the only person in the UK who didn't watch Tiger King.
No, you missed out there.
No, I just can't watch telly because I'm mentally ill. Have you seen Kanye got sucked off on a boat in Venice?
Yeah.
How do you feel as an Italian man?
It's disrespectful, highly disrespectful.
To your culture?
Well, imagine a Canaletto, yeah? They look like they've been drawn with a ruler. They're like geometric, but it's all of Venice. They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But that is what Venice is, should be, was. That's what it's sold as. And then you've got fucking Kanye West wearing his moon boots getting sucked off. And she's a Kim Kardashian lookalike.
She's like a shit Kim, isn't she?
Kim Kardashian, for me, is one of the fittest women.
I mean, she looks amazing in like photos and stuff because she's, you know, she works on her appearance a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think in real life, she might look mental. Like, I don't give a shit what anyone wants to do to themselves, like, to make himself feel better. Like, all the shit they get stuck in the face, like Botox and fillers and stuff. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, whatever. Like, do what you want. But now, they've started getting so much that it looks like so uncanny and unhuman. I've seen these like Essex birds this week that they look like they've got Down syndrome because they've like gone like full, and they think they look fit, but they're like, I've got a photo of one, and honestly, she looks like she's got Downs because she said so much shit stuck in her face. Which I'm like,
Sack the surgeon.
Yeah, you look great, but you don't, mate. Look, that looks a bit Downsy.
Peanut allergy, I'd call that. Know what you mean about the kind of...
The eyes, they've gone Downs, and you know, and... Whatever, if you want to look like a Downs, that's up to you. But fucking hell. I think in like 10, 15 years, when all this stuff's advanced loads, they're going to look back at this time photos and everyone's going to be like, oh my God, like I looked so mental.
Like, you know, like you've got kids now walking about with mullets, 20-year-olds, wasting the best years of your life looking like what has always been recognised as, it's like Crocs. You know when people do things ironically? Well, in 10 years' time, when you look back at your photos, good luck explaining to someone that you were doing that ironically, because you're still wearing them Crocs.
But you can excuse 20-year-olds, because they just do like things to get attention.
Mullets and tashies and that, and it's like, oh, okay, you're wearing it as part of a costume so that I know you're this type of person. But Fucking hell, man.
Well, I can excuse 20-year-olds, but...
Now, what about them dangly earrings, though? They all need to be ripped
George Michael ones?
The Mark Fowler ones, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a Mark Fowler jacket, you got like... True, you should get an earring. Have you ever had your ears pierced?
No.
I wanted it for about 6 months when I was like 15, then I'm glad I didn't.
But you know what I've always wanted to do?
What?
Like, pierce both my ears at the top.
Yeah.
And then get like a rail across the, like, kind of across my eyebrows and get like Venetian blinds hanging down, you know, with the thing you can twist.
Well, let's do it with the Patreon money. We've got about 600 quid in the bank. Let's
well, that'll be 495 quid once we buy the Mary Earps top.
Yeah, we do need that. I texted All Right Fans this week because I noticed the Mary Earps. I didn't know she played for Man United, which, you know, it shows my lack of fucking interest in it because I'm a Man United fan, but she does. Anyway, to buy her goalkeeper top, the Man United one with Earps in the back is 105 quid. Fuck that. But we'll get a cheap one from China, I'll wear it.
Yeah, right, we're getting it.
Right, I'll get it, I'll wear it.
But you got to wear it with a long skirt.
No, but I said, right, if I'm going to wear it every day for a month, which I will, then I want to raise $2,000 for charity.
Yeah, fair enough.
So you have to do that through your followers because no one listens to this podcast.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that.
Get $2,000 for me to humiliate myself for a month and I'll do it. Fuck it.
Reverse cowboy.
Raccoon has been found frozen to railway track by his testicles. That's unlucky. So a railway worker has had to intervene to help out a poor raccoon that found himself bollocks frozen to a frozen railway line. And there's a video about it. I mean, this poor guy...
What, in England?
No, they don't have him here, do they? This poor guy, he's like, you know, he's already in this horrible position. Then someone's gone, I'm going to film you before I put it out.
Well, my son showed extreme... basically shut his bollock skin in a DVD case yesterday.
On purpose?
No, he was opening and closing. He loves opening and closing. He was opening and closing.
Have you got DVDs in, Nana?
I was at my mum's.
All right.
So, yeah, for that reason. But he was opening and closing, and then he just closed it, and then he looked, and he didn't scream, and he just pointed at his balls. Didn't even cry. And then
he just went,
opened it and released
his... This is not ideal.
Yeah, exactly. But what a strong man.
Yeah, I mean, legend.
So I would have yelped.
Shout out, Thomas.
Mm.
Absolute shagger.
I'll tell you a good trick. Yeah. So if it's your mate's birthday...
Yeah.
When you're at home, like, get your balls and squeeze them so they go taut. So you've got the perfect
kind of
felt tip right across them. Happy birthday, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
And then let them go. Later on that night, just hang your balls out your flyers. Say, hey, mate, are these yours? And he looks, sees your balls, and then squeeze them. Boom. Happy birthday.
I mean, yeah. Is it true that at karaoke night you were walking around with your knob out? Is that true?
No.
Balls out?
Balls out, yeah.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Nothing illegal about that. It's a laugh.
It was, yeah.
I'm
so
just
what?
Asking. I think someone told me.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
I had to have an argument on your behalf the other day in the pub.
Oh, God, who with?
And just this fucking person who would be listening to our podcast.
What were they saying? He's horrible. How'd you sit with him?
They're like, you know, like, it's just like that guy, I don't know him, but how can they call that character they do pedo guy? And I was like, well, the pedo guy character doesn't seem to actually do any pedo stuff. It's just a funny name. Yeah. And like, you know, he does these things sometimes. I've seen them when he goes down to a trans march or whatever. And I said, well, I didn't agree with that, but that doesn't mean I can't be his mate. I just went, what are you doing to help your cause? I said, you might go on a march or whatever. I said, but do you ever talk to someone you don't have opinions the same as and go, I see things this way?
Yeah.
I said, you don't, do you? I said, so you're making any difference to the world if
that's
you believe
it.
Yeah, I was like, me and All Right Fans are mates, and it doesn't. I've realised, and he's realised, I hope, that we don't have to have exactly the same opinions on things. Yeah, but like, people are just pricks, and you know.
Yeah, well, we're polarised, aren't they? You're in that team or that team. But,
yeah, but
you know,
we're not though. None of us are really.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In this landscape at the moment, you're either that or that.
And that's the problem, though.
Yeah.
I said, this guy's like, we have to start getting on with people. And I said, me and you, we don't have that different opinions, but certain things we do, but so what?
So if you're listening, mate, what I've got to say is, like, get your tits done and I'll suck them or fuck off. Like, I'm only messing around anyway. Jesus Christ. It's entertainment. One love. I remember.
Reverse cowboy.
Right, I'm going to get the questions up.
Go on.
So... Well, Blanksy. We can always rely on Blanksy.
We can always rely on John Donne. He got in touch with me the other day and I cannot remember what he said.
Well, that's helpful.
I think he said that he thought you wanted him to come in and then he realised you didn't.
No, I did. I do.
You did. John,
if you're
man.
Listening, we want you in here.
Hey, John.
You're a valuable part of our community. Like, we like you, man. You're obviously funny.
We love you.
Yeah, just please come in.
Have you heard his voice?
Yeah, we listened to it on the podcast.
Oh,
he's
we
like,
did, yeah.
I went back to her house and then she was like,
Yeah, but he's from London.
Oh, yeah. I went back to her house, and then she was like...
So I went back to her house, and she was like, he's sorted.
And then she had all these photos on the wall of her getting bummed by dogs. Or whatever it was. But, yeah, he pranked us. He pranked us so well, and I have respect for him for that, but...
What pleasure does a... Oh, God, no, forget that. It's too gay.
What pleasure does a gay man receive from sucking a cock?
No, I was going to say from getting bummed. Well, but then I know there's a prostate or whatever.
There's a clitoris up there.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, no, there's
that's
a
just
G-spot.
To make you go looking for it.
The G-spot.
Oh, good.
Look, obviously it works because they're having fun. Yeah. Shout out to you, gays. Good work. Have fun.
Yeah.
Right, we're recording, and this is the question time from our lovely patrons. So Blanksy, did all right fans enjoy himself at the Graham Linehan gig outside the Scottish Parliament the other week? I think he's saying that you are a TERF or a racist.
What is Graham Linehan?
Graham Linehan's the guy who wrote Father Ted, who's like ruined his career by just being so upset about trans people. Which, you know, so he's like Turbo.
The only angle to take if you get the fucking cancel, if you get cancelled, is the JK Rowling.
Yeah, it's full Rowling.
I'm going to go guns blazing on this one.
Yeah, ruin a legacy. Just
Blanksy, whatever, mate.
Yeah, whatever, man. Purple Aki has said, Viva la Purple Aki, Squire and Peace. So he's a tribute act to Purple Aki. But yeah, you know, mate, we don't know if he's dead. We need to find out.
Yeah. But yeah, we've already done that. So yeah, next.
Jay Hen, thoughts on Louis Rubiales? Well, you obviously not listened to last episode, so... You know,
if you get on Patreon, you'll find out exactly what I think about the Spanish kissing man.
Well, this is a patron, a person they've just not listened yet.
Oh, well, I'll stand with him.
James Hypeman, which is a fantastic surname. Who would win in a fight between the family and Harvey Price? Harvey, mate, he's fucking... Look at him. He's, you know, he's made of muscle.
Yeah, no, he's up against it there.
The family, come on. Like, the family dad's never had a... He's never punched anyone.
As a blind man, when you've got, like, six arms and six legs raining down upon you, I think you have
dancing
very
on
chance.
Your head.
Yeah. I'm going to go for the fam.
I mean, I hope that doesn't happen. Roscoe has said, please send my thoughts and prayers to Freddie Quinn, a.k.a. Buzz Lightyear. Get well soon, fatty bum bum.
Get well soon, mate. Is that one word, Roscoe?
It's R-O-5-5-C-O.
Right, you know who Freddie Quinn is?
Who?
So he's a comedian. He does that Dead Men Talking podcast that I went on.
Does he listen?
I don't think he does because he don't follow me.
We've
but
mugged
think,
him off.
Yeah, no, but do you know what? So when I went on the podcast, for some reason, at lunch, I just blurted out that that Rochelle off The Apprentice is my cup of tea. But I looked at him as I said it and I winked because I was like high and drunk. And I don't know why, because he's a kind of a round guy.
Right.
After lunch, he hardly spoke to me, yeah, for the rest of the podcast.
He was offended or something?
Maybe.
About what? How could he be offended?
I don't know. Or maybe he's bloody Googled me at lunch or
who
something.
Do you fancy?
I do not fucking know. Rochelle off The Apprentice.
What? Who's she?
Just Rochelle off The Apprentice.
Why is he upset by that?
Well, because I kind of, as I said it was like, I was like, oh yeah. And I looked at him, it was like, because...
Is she fat?
Yeah, a bit.
Right, so you were like, I like fatties.
Yeah, and I kind of winked at him as I said it.
We got down to it. Yeah. Well,
but anyway, you know, whatever, cool, time passes. Then, I noticed he did a Twitter, like, and those boys on that Dead Men Talking podcast make jokes about anything, dead babies, rape, fucking dog shit, cat shit, so... There's that kind of schoolboy humour where they make jokes about anything. When the Hugh Edwards thing broke, because he's a comedian and because he...
A career guy.
Oh, mate, he went for them cheap social media points and he said, can't make
Leave the guy alone.
Refuse to make a joke about the Hugh Edwards thing. Just too sad.
Yeah, I mean...
And I will not let that drop.
Bumming a dead baby is a joke.
Exactly.
But Hugh Edwards, a rich TV star.
No, if I'm sorry, guys, but if he's lived to the age of 50 and he's been unable to be himself, that is just too sad.
You can't have it both ways. If you're going to laugh at dead babies, then you've got to laugh at everything.
But he is in hospital without Freddie Quinn, so get well soon if you care.
Well, so's Hugh Edwards.
Yeah, true, apparently.
I've been in hospital and I liked it. I wish I was back. Which job is most full of cunts and why is it estate agents? Probably is estate agents. Foxton's is just like a cunt farm, you know?
I would say actors.
Musicians, actually.
Yeah, musicians or TV industry.
I mean, as I get older, the more I realise most people are a cunt, especially if they're passionate about something, then they're a cunt. James Sorrentino, a friend of the pod, any UFO/ghost stories? You've told your UFO story, haven't you?
What, the helicopter thing?
Don't know, what's that one?
A helicopter.
That's not UFO.
Right, fucking made a helicopter noise and then it just disappeared.
It looked like a helicopter.
You don't know what noise a UFO makes. I never saw it.
Did it go?
Yeah, like it just got louder and louder until it was like outside my bedroom window. And then when I put my head out, it stopped.
So aliens are using helicopters?
Helicopter sound effects.
Ghost stories, we've told about the farting ghost too many times.
Yeah.
But have you seen any more ghosts recently?
Not recently, no. Well, you don't know.
Well, you should know.
Well, I maybe.
Has anyone farted on you?
No, but my daughter farted on my missus earlier.
Good.
Which was like, I didn't want to laugh, but it was funny.
That's well funny.
Oh, I've not told you about me fart at the Science Museum, have I?
No, go on.
So I took my daughter to the Science Museum during the summer holidays. Big fucking mistake that was. Just
it's
hell.
Full of chaos.
Just hell.
Because it's just, free.
He's free. Exactly, he's free.
Full of scum.
Full of fucking kids. You know, like, my daughter's polite. I'm polite. My default setting is polite. I can be really rude and coarse and vulgar, but my default setting is polite. My manners are pretty impeccable when it...
Until you're on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just by this little dodgy, free, shit, rubbish little play bit down the bottom, and my daughter's waiting to get on this little water thing, and she's and then these older kids are kind of having that, and I'm like, don't worry, it's your go next. Yeah. It's my little girl... And then, like, older kid, and bless her. And I looked around and I thought, I know you next to me, I know that's your kid. I can't tell it off because that is just well awkward. But I'm looking at you, and you know what he did? He looked at me and he straight onto his phone as if to say, don't even know my kid's being rude. I'm not going to be, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And it wound me up. Well, anyway, that wound me up. Then we went upstairs and there was all Gen Zers fucking trying to sell ice cream and it took them 15 minutes to make a fucking ice cream because you're that wrapped up in your own anxiety. No, that wound me up as well. Yeah. And then, so we've gone to sit down and my daughter's eating this ice cream. We're on a long wooden bench. I didn't even know I did it. And as I'm sitting there, American family there. I hadn't even noticed them. And it was like that awkward age kid. He did not want to be in London on his vacation. He was like 13 years old or whatever. And I just out
did they
the
say grace?
From the corner. No, they didn't. Yeah, before an ice cream. Yeah. Before out the corner of my ear, I heard him go, "I want it now," and I thought, "Ugh!" And I thought, and I was, I'm that wound up already just by the amount of people around me.
And bad parents.
I didn't even know I did it. I just lifted one ass cheek up and thought I'd just let that escape, and it went along the wooden bench.
Big one.
Yeah, loud one. But it was a loud one.
You had two choices there, though. You either just, like, pretend it never happened.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, I think that's the only choice.
But him, that horrible, them fucking Connecticut guys next to me, I want it now! And they were just carrying talking. Like, no, it's okay. We didn't come to London to stay in the hotel, he was saying, the dad. And they all stopped and looked at me, and I thought, do you know what? That's karma.
You should have looked at them and said, welcome to England.
Yeah.
That's great, though. Good work.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Kane Masaba Morgan has just moved to London from Wales, property ping, and it's shit. Fair play. Yeah. I'm starting work next week and I've got a tiny bit of freedom. Don't know what I'll do with it. Everything's super expensive, and as nice as my housemates are, they don't want to get rat-assed all week with me. This is a problem with the
Get the fucker in here. What's his name?
Kane. Kane, come and hang out with us, mate.
Coming in next week.
We're alcoholics and drug addicts. Where will I find shaggers and a decent priced pint that are pretending to know shit about politics and Taylor Swift? Right. What you need to do is...
We need to know more. We need to get him in and educate him.
Yeah, we'll take
London.
You out. Go to Samuel Smith's pubs because they're a bit cheaper and they're really nice. Or go at Weatherspoon's, just side with the devil and get pissed. Or just get a bottle of cider, go to the fucking park and talk to someone because there's loads of cool people in London. But come in out, hang out with us.
Hmm.
T Wood, more prank calls. Well, yeah, that's not a question.
Right.
Steve Ragg is. We need to talk about Steve Ragg because this is a regular.
Steve Ragg, the old Radio 1 disc jockey.
Yeah. Steve Ragg, every week he lets us, he sort of tells us about a scene in a film where there's a cock or something. He goes, have you ever noticed in the famous father being scene between Dr. Lecter and Agent Starling, Hopkins has his big Welsh cock flopped out? You know, we need to get this guy in. Like,
no,
Steve,
I don't want him in. He can sit, he can sit on your side. I'll have, what's his name? Okay. Welsh kid, Robocop.
Well, I've got a question for you.
Go on.
Carolyn, friend of the podcast. So I bullied her into signing up last night. I was like, you're our mate, you cunt, why not? Because we shouted her out last week because she led me to the dog cum world. And she said, why does Leo whisper under his breath about me? I don't think he does.
Do I?
I don't remember you doing.
When did I do that?
I don't know. On the last podcast.
Fucking
was it?
Bitch.
I think you're being paranoid there, Kaz.
Yeah, wow. Jesus, that is...
He's like...
It's a heavy hallucination, that.
Stupid northeastern cunt.
No, I love...
Karen's our friend.
Yeah,
she's
one
of the best.
I wouldn't do that.
We love you.
Probably because you're always trying to wind me up, Carolyn.
Yeah.
That's why. She's the one who said I'm like Bernard Manning.
But, you know, you meet your match when we hang out because you're like that.
Oh, yeah, I am like Bernard Manning. I've got a turkey farm.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Did I tell you I saw Terry Venables in Pets at Home?
Did you?
I don't know, because I thought he might be nearly dead. But I was in Pets at Home, right? And there was a guy who looked just like him, but dead old and fucked. Right, and I was like, is that Terry Venables?
Yeah, he's old now.
Yeah, and he was like tottering along with like his grandkid, and they were looking at like the hamsters and shit, and I was like, you look just like him. And then the grandson, who was like four, was called Terry.
Oh, wow. Well.
Like, this is Terry Venables.
Yeah, it has to be.
Got to be.
Yeah,
he was with a woman, though. But then I Googled it, and Terry Venables supposedly got dementia.
And, oh, really?
You know, shout out to Terry Venables. Thank you for Euro 96.
But that was a crazy time, wasn't it? Life was good in 96.
Mate, the day that Gazza scored that goal against Scotland, which was sensational, the country came together, I touched my first tits.
Oh, really? Yeah?
And then, about a month later, I did my first shag. You know what I mean?
Did your first shag?
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
up north, there's nothing else to do. I was 14. That was a sensational year.
Yeah, it was.
It was a fantastic time to be alive. You know, Blair hadn't killed any brown people yet.
I'll tell you, the unsung hero of Euro 96.
Cool Shaker.
The fucking man, Jeremy Redknapp, like.
Was he good in it?
Well, no. We drew the first game 1-1, played shit. We were drawing 0-0 against Scotland, second game. He came on at half-time, changed the game, and we won 2-0. And then we hammered Holland and, you know, big up Jeremy Redknapp. Yeah.
Reverse cowboy.
Funny enough, I did some wrestling the other day. I taught a 9-year-old a couple of moves.
Sounds a bit noncy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was.
What are you on? You've taught a 9-year-old some wrestling moves.
Mm.
What kind of moves?
A stone cold stunner and a choke slam.
I mean, you shouldn't be doing that to 9-year-olds, mate.
No, he did it to me.
I mean, this sounds really bad.
No, I was, you know, obviously, I mean, I just showed him on my phone. This is a classic move you need to know.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Did I tell you about the time I was given the opportunity to twat my teacher at primary school?
No, oh, nice.
So, because I was, as I said before, a black belt in jiu-jitsu when I was 11. Cannot remember any of it, but I was. I've got the certificate, if no one believes me.
Yeah, but you're trained and you're ingrained.
At that point, I was like at the fittest point ever. Anyway, this teacher...
You should get back onto that, mate. That is fucking amazing.
Yeah, sure. I'm too old, tired, miserable. Mr. Brophy, he was a prick. He was a proper little bell end. He was like our sort of primary school teacher. He was always just annoying. Made us call him sir. He's like, fuck off. Anyway, you know when it's a teacher's time to do, they have to do the assembly. They take it in turns, and he's like, listen, I know you're a martial arts expert, Sam. On Monday, it's my thing. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn up in like a karate outfit, and I'm going to challenge the crowd to have a fight with me. And he said, and you're going to put your hand up, and then you'll go, yeah, I'll do it.
Stage, like wrestling.
So I put my hand up, and then he's like, all right. Don't know what his like sort of message with this was. And I put my hand up, he obviously picks me, and I stand up in my like shit school uniform. And then he swings in at me, and I arm block him, and then I did a hip throw, got him on the floor, and all the kids, oh, yeah!
This must have felt great.
It was amazing. But then I just took the opportunity and just punched him in the face.
Oh,
just,
really?
That's what I got taught to do by Les, Sensei Les. And he was like,
ouch! Yeah, bloody hell!
There was always a message behind the assemblies. There was always like, you know, you need to learn this thing. And he didn't really have one. He was just like, I'm going to get twatted by a child.
Strange fetish. Well, the primary school I went to was like, and it still is, it's like...
Auschwitz.
No, the opposite. No, not
what's the opposite of Auschwitz?
Westfield. I was then going to criticise it. I was then going to go, no, the opposite. And then I was going to tell you how shit it is, like as if Auschwitz was good.
It's good if you're a Nazi.
It's such a lefty school. There's no kicking footballs. Mm. No, that was my primary school, yeah. So it's in a really strange area of London where it's you've got Blackwall Tunnel there and all the lower road is all... And then you've got little posh kids. So I went there, but we didn't have a football team. So all the other schools in the area had football teams and we were like celebrating fucking Diwali and dancing around the maypole just to learn, you know, like they had all different disability kids and they were sharing years. It was a...
But you hated it. No wonder you turned out how you do.
I didn't hate it until I left it, went to secondary school and realised how fucking weird it was.
And you're in your like, let it go dress.
Yeah, exactly. I'm walking around secondary school like Elsa. And
you got your head kicked in by whoever murdered Stephen Lawrence.
Is it called self-schooling? Homeschooling?
That's fucked.
No, I don't know.
Imagine having to do it, though.
No, but what I'm saying is you don't do it all 5 days. You do your days when you teach him what you know. And then the other days, you get tutors in. Or you take them to clubs.
I think it's important for kids to interact with other kids.
No, of course it is. But so long as you're taking them to enough things that they're getting good at, then they don't...
You know? Having a kid and then having to organise being its teacher whilst earning a living, it must be hell.
Yeah, and the
people who usually do that homeschooling thing are usually mental women.
Or weak men.
Well, there's usually a mental woman and a weak man together doing it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's I just think, oh, fuck off.
You know the weak man, I mean.
These blokes on Instagram who I saw a bit ago, I forgot what they call themselves, but they live in like Stroud or like one of those sort of hippie towns. They meet up and they all go in this ice bath thing and they're all sat around going,
men.
And you just know all the wives are getting like drilled by their personal trainers like whilst they're in the car. Or they do these choirs. You
know, I've seen them. It's the singing dads or whatever they're called.
Doing like, I don't know, God only knows.
Yeah.
And their wives must think, you fucking
you
pussies.
Weak cunts. Yeah, we're all going to get rattled by the PT.
They're definitely doing it. And fair play to them.
Yeah.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you want to know why your penis is shaped like a mushroom?
It's not.
Is it not?
It's shaped like a sword. Well, I've been circumcised, so it's probably more mushroomy than yours.
Yeah, it will be. My mushroom's hidden. But the mushroom thing on most men's penises, this is a fact, genetically, it's to drag the sperm of another man out of the woman.
What? That's what your hands are for.
We're not genetically meant to be monogamous. We're not just meant to make loads of kids.
Yeah.
So when we were tribal, everyone was banging the women. And then if someone bangs a woman, then you go in, you're... bell end pulls the cum of another guy out and shoots yours in.
That's fucking disgusting. Do you know what eyebrows are for?
If you sweat, stopping it going in your eye.
Yeah, that's it.
Yawning, that's a mad one. It's contagious. When we were in tribes and we were going to battle, if you yawn, it's because you need more oxygen in your brain because you're getting tired. But then it's contagious. All your mates do it when they see you do it automatically. And it's so that you've got more options to fight.
Or basically when armies were facing off, one army would like, do it to show the other army this is gonna be well easy. And the other army will run off.
You know people get motion sickness when they're in a car?
Yeah.
That's because in evolutionary terms, if you got poisoned by some plant or whatever, then your vision goes all wonky and you like don't know where we are. So and then your body automatically wants to make you throw up to get rid of the poison. Because we're not genetically meant to be in things that travel at speed. Like certain people have it, they look out and they're like, your body's going, why is my vision all mad? I must have eaten something that's crazy. So it makes you sick.
You know what? That is interesting. But I was thinking, you don't really get travel sick in a convertible.
That's because you're too cool if you got one.
Yeah, you're too cool to get travel sick.
I mean, we're at a certain age now where it's borderline whether we're allowed a convertible. Because you get one, you're going to be a loser.
Oh, no.
But I do want one.
Massively want one.
Yeah, but you can get one cheap, like a shit one cheap.
Well, I was driving one around for a bit. I mean, it was a fucking great car.
It's nice having the wind through your hair.
Yeah. So mine, it was my bird's. I used to nick it, though, a lot.
Yeah, that's feminism for you. Equality, you take her car.
Exactly.
I landed on my feet once. Like, my friend Spot, he was in this band, and he had a flat on Portobello Road. He had a sports car, and he moved to LA to be with his bird.
Oh,
and
he was like, he's the coolest man alive.
I know. And he was so cool. He was like a rock star.
What's his name?
Spot. Paul Newsome, but he's called Spot. And I went on tour with his band when I was like 21. No one give a fuck. And he was like, listen, I'm moving to LA to be with my bird. Do you want my flat on Portobello Road? Just pay my mortgage and you can have access to my sports car. And I was like, yeah. And he had a Vespa.
So he basically lived his life?
Yeah, like while he went over there.
Incredible.
I was 21 or something, and he had this MG, lived in his flat on Portobello Road for 500 quid a month with my girlfriend at the time. And I was just living the dream. I was working the shit pub around the corner, but I had an MG and a Vespa.
Oh, mate, yeah.
What a nice man. But, like, you know, shout out Spot. I think he listens, so shout out Spot. I love you. You're a legend. Spot the ball. But yeah, he was nearly an Oasis, Spot. He was nearly Gem.
Really?
He's in some of Noel. He plays in Noel's band sometimes. Yeah, Noel Gallagher signed his band.
I'm a Liam guy, mate.
Yeah, well, I like them both.
No, I'm Liam.
Very funny people, both of them.
No, only Liam.
Yeah. Did I tell you the story about Liam and the potato?
You might have done.
So my mate works for him, and she told me that because he always used to call Noel a potato, saying he looks like a potato.
Yeah.
And then since they've not spoken for ages, once a week he posts a potato to Noel.
Oh, do he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just reminding him.
Like, yeah, he's probably had that diverted for
years. I know, but
years.
He won't care. Just carry on.
Yeah, of course.
He's a legend.
Yeah. What did my missus receive a boot in the post the other day? One boot.
I mean, that's a death threat.
She didn't buy it. It was just one fucking, like, knee-high boot.
That's kind of horny.
It's weird, isn't it?
Did you get to put it
it's
on?
It's quite a sexy boat, to be honest. You know, like them ones with a zip up the back.
Pedo guy should wear it.
But just one boat? No, he's lost his shoes, he has. He's been rolling in trainers since like last February.
You know, when I was at one of my lowest points of life, when I was really poor and I was like trying to make it as a musician, I was young and had no money, and I was in Canada because I got this gig, but we had no money. We got flown out there to do a gig, but we had zero money, and my shoes had holes in them. And I went into like a vintage clothes shop in Toronto, and I went in and I tried some shoes on, and I put mine where they'd been in sports out.
No, that's quite sad.
It's sad, yeah. But I was like, I need shoes
with holes in the bottom.
Yeah, because my feet were like getting blisters on the floor, so I just left mine there and took some because it was vintage. They probably didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. And I did it again with some jeans at another one in Manchester.
Yeah.
You know, I was happier then. So, you know, what does that say?
No, what does it say? I don't know. What does that say?
Youth is precious.
And blind.
Reverse cowboy.
I've got a great fact.
Go on, let's end it on a fact.
You know, a kestrel, a bird.
Kez.
Have you ever seen one? Yeah, Kez. Kestrel for a knave.
Mm.
Before 1950, a kestrel was called a windfucker.
Wow. Really?
That was its name, yeah, Windfucker. And then they were like, we can't call it that anymore. So they called it Kestrel.
Did you know Angel Falls, largest waterfall in the world, in Venezuela,
right,
is named after Dave Angel, the fictional Simon Day character?
I mean, I did know that, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Right. Now everyone else knows.
Thanks for listening. Sorry about ourselves.
We'll be more prepared next week. It won't be after summer holidays, whatever he's glad to charge out of it.
Auto glass repair, auto glass replace.
Reverse cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.